This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Live and on location from Big Iron today. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is out of the wind. Safely ensconced in the
generating my own wind.
550K fire. Yeah, exactly right. And he's generating my own wind. We could make some jokes out of that, Todd, but I won't touch that. I won't.
You guys are full of hot air. You guys are your mind
anyway,
full of hot air. You know. You know the drill.
Just talked to a couple from Bismarck that was listening on the way over today and stopped by for a little conversation about the flag. We love those conversations. What's on your mind? Tell me. 800-228-0550. We talked earlier about something I think needs more attention in the coronavirus conversation, and that is, you know, and I just wonder when we get to the end of 2020 what we'll look at. In the way of numbers, we hear now about 200,000 deaths nearly for coronavirus. Are we going to be 200,000 deaths above the average deaths in America? Because North Dakota, if I look at coronavirus March, April, May, June, and July, it is below or just a little bit above 2019 in each of those months. So, you know, there certainly are not the numbers there. In fact, July is unbelievable. 490 total deaths by North Dakota residents. 490 in 2019. In 2020, there were 303. So down by nearly 200. You tell me. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. So fun to be a Big Iron. I want to thank our fine sponsors. Hope you'll stop by and see us. Tell us I stand for the flag. And guess what? You've got a flag hat. There's a lot of Trump hats out here today, too. I'm looking at another one right now. So folks are in campaign mode. The president will be in Bemidji on Friday, so that's something to look forward to. Still a lot going on. So again, thanks to our friends from Butler Machinery for having us here today. Ellingson Companies, North Dakota Farmers Union. We're going to talk to the folks from Intelligent Ag a little later on in the program today as well. All right, let's get to some calls, some comments here on what's on your mind. Chad in Fargo. Big Ten football is back. They announced that they're reversing their decision and they are going to play. So what do you think of that? Chad wants to talk about football.
I got a question for you. Have you talked to NDSU about does the Missouri Valley think they might start it up, maybe, you think, or no?
You know, change what they previously decided, you mean, with the one game early in October and the rest of the season push to spring. I've not heard of any talk of changing course. Maybe this Big Ten thing will prompt revisiting it. I don't know. What do you think they ought to do?
I think you should try it. I mean, do you think could you guys check it out and see if there's any comment on it or they're looking at it or?
We're probably
too, right?
Yeah, our sports folks, Steve Hallstrom, and the crew have done a pretty good job of staying on top of that. But maybe what we could do is invite Matt Larson, the athletic director, on and just get kind of an update and see if that'll change at all. Happy to do that for sure.
Thank you. I stand for the flag.
God bless you, and we appreciate you, as so many of our listeners do. I wish you were here so I could hand you a flag hat right there. All yours. You're flying out the door today, which is a really good thing. Texture says, what's your opinion on the apparent endorsement for North Dakota Treasurer by the Kramer camp this past weekend. When you say the Kramer camp, I think you're talking about Chris Kramer, who is, of course, the wife of Senator Kevin Kramer. And she announced that she was supporting the Democratic candidate because the Democratic candidate is pro-life and was endorsed by North Dakota Right to Life. So someone that believes strongly, as I do, that the life issue is one that always needs to be considered, doesn't see that as one bit unusual at all. I think, you know, should Chris Kramer not endorse a candidate or, you know, show her support for a candidate? I mean, and, you know, is that a little awkward in that her husband's a Republican senator and, you know, who will he support? You know, does that influence him? Who cares? I mean, in my mind, you know, I don't tell my wife, hey, endorse this person, endorse that person. You know, she's free to decide whatever she does, and she likes some of the folks I do and doesn't some of the folks I do. It's just, you know, that's way to go. I don't understand why that sort of is full of so much palace intrigue there. All right, Sandy says, I stand for and with the flag. Spot on to Sam. Go, 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 go. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
I thought you were talking about the story.
Absolutely. Texter just west of Bowdoin on Highway 200 sent us a photo of a bunch of hay bales that have Trump Pence 2020 on it. Looks good in red, white, and blue, too. Lee, thank you. Appreciate you sending that. Texter says, this is Ben Smith, the son of Fred Smith from Wing, North Dakota. He gave me your number. Look up Dr. Carl Dean Graves. She has a website, healthcarenetwork.us. I will, Ben. Hello to Fred. Appreciate that very much. Texter says, Scott, I thought all along that it could be a good possibility that this was an intentional virus, but those in power will never acknowledge that, otherwise nukes would be flying. Well, I don't know if nukes would be flying, but I tell you this, China should pay. I thought that with or without this latest bombshell from this virologist, in my mind, simply because they either were negligent in how it was handled and how it got here, or they were, you know, and I've said that before. It doesn't matter. Don't care. Either one, it's horrible. But this is certainly new information that causes me to go, wait a minute here. And again, what's wrong with saying this ought to be considered? This ought to be looked at. Oh, I forgot to play this. We definitely got to play this. Todd, on my Facebook page yesterday is a little C-SPAN clip that I actually created. And it was Joe Biden from his appearance in Orlando, Florida last night. It was a Hispanic Heritage Month event, okay? And he, Joe Biden, took the stage at this event in a very strange fashion. So I want to play that. If you can find that clip, let me know. I meant to play it earlier because I think it was the bombshell of yesterday. I mean, but Joe Biden has these gaffes so often that it doesn't really matter. You know, they're just sort of, yeah, well, yeah, whatever. He's a buffoon. He's, you know,
whatever. You mean this one?
Vice Presidente, I'm honored to present Vice President and the future President of the United States, Joe Biden.
Huge crowd.
I was going to say, all five of them?
Okay,
all
stop
clap.
It there. Stop it there, right?
Okay.
They kept clapping in hopes that, you know, he would actually come out. He didn't come out!
What?
So there's this big awkward pause, and then all of a sudden he appears, started up again. 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004, 1,005.
There he is.
Yeah, now he appears. Oh, yep. I think eight people clapped that time. Eight people in the audience. Now listen to what he does when he gets to the podium.
I just have one thing to say. Hang on here.
All right.
There you go. Dance a little bit, Joe. Come on.
I tell you what, if I had the
Joe Biden starts dancing,
people,
he starts dancing.
Elected president.
I am playing the song. I guess it was the he was playing the song of the guy that had just introduced him. But is that not bizarre? Come out with your phone and say, "Hey, hang on a second. I have one thing to say. Just hold on."
Well,
here.
Doesn't the translation of the song mean slow? I saw something about that.
It does.
I'm like, wait a minute. That's he cannot make this up here. Slow Joe. He's doing his own punchlines now? Is this an SNL skit gone bad, or what's going on here?
Now, what was so weird, though, I saw that live, okay? Because I'm waiting for this to happen. I'm trying to see how many people are there. They never show the crowd. And you
of course not.
I mean, there can't be 7-8 people there. I mean, it's just, like, absolutely ridiculous. You heard it. I mean, there's hardly anybody clapping. And then he doesn't come out after he's introduced. He doesn't come out. It's like, Joe! For show.
Okay, maybe he was just trying to find the opening. I don't know. Possible.
Nowhere else will you find that, ladies and gentlemen. We're right here on What's on Your Mind. That's right. We're looking out for you. This stuff is crazy. More coming up. Don't go away.
Sometimes farmers and operators buy into new equipment for the technology. At Intelligent Ag, our products upgrade the technology of your current equipment. For example, our upgrades to air seeders and fertilizer floaters help farmers and operators improve performance, reduce waste, protect yields, and extend the life of existing equipment. So the next time you think you need to upgrade your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag upgrades. Visit IntelligentAg.com to learn more. See us at Big Iron in the Hartle Building, booths A12 and A29. Sound technology for smarter farming. Intelligent Ag.
The University of Mary is offering a new scholarship, the CARE 19 Scholarship, for new first-time applicants to the 2020 freshman class or first-time applicants transferring to the university this fall. Our rural campus is spacious. Instead of auditorium-style classes with hundreds of students, our faculty know students by name, and campus dining is available 24/7. To learn about our plans to restart classes safely on campus this fall, visit umary.edu/prepared.
Attend the Rock Your Health Summit at the Bismarck Event Center September 19th from 9 until 6. Hear from leading healthcare experts, Dr. Patrick Flynn, Mary Holland, plus DJ and Dell Bigtree. These renowned speakers will discuss customer choice, freedom health, competition, and the truth about vaccines. This is a once-in-a-lifetime educational event. Tickets are selling fast. Get yours at eventbrite.com. Rock Your Health September 19th at the Bismarck Event Center.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Music and just stay away. If you ain't got anything good to say, then shut your mouth.
Hey, it's getting nice at Big Iron. Wind is settling down a little bit. Sun is shining a little more. Oh, that's right. Lots of reasons to come on out here, including, by the way, we've been having a lot of folks stop by, tell us they stand for the flag, getting a free hat. We have a farm attach device right here that we are going to give away. There's one on display on a Fendt planter that's right behind me here, so you can see how they work. But Jim the flagpole guy is here. I mean, thankfully he's kind of going incognito because the folks actually know, hey, it's Jim. I mean, he'll be inundated with autographs and all kinds of other conversation. So we have one right here, and you can, again, see it on display, see how it works. The farm attach it's the raid. You put it on all your ag equipment. I mean, incredible. Fly that flag. You know, on the combines, you put it out on the boom. I mean, you can't make it up. How much are those? $129, and we're giving away. Oh, show special for $119, and a really super special free if you come up and say, "I love Jim the Flagpole Guy." That's all you got to tell me. I love Jim the Flagpole Guy, and we're going to hand you one of those flagpoles attachments. So come on by and see us. Big Iron, Butler Machinery Display. Southeast corner of the showgrounds here at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds today. Okay, come see us and say hello. We're brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council today. Despite all the uncertainty in the world today, North Dakota's oil and natural gas industry wants you to know we will be back better than ever, committed to building the talent and the resources wisely, building a strong, sustainable future for our family, friends, and neighbors, and together keeping North Dakota a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Find out more at ndoilfoundation.org. All right. Somebody has pointed out to me the fact that on my Facebook page, where I have the story about the Chinese biologist, said that the Chinese government intentionally released COVID-19. And again, she has been known to have fled China. She is known to be, I mean, the scientific community here knows this woman. She isn't like she's just somebody off the street nobody's ever heard of before. She has credibility working at their CDC. So there is that. Now she is saying, however, that she has proof that this was all intentional. And Tucker Carlson interviewed her last night on the Fox News Channel. Facebook evidently now is intentionally reducing that. Tucker's out talking about that. She says she worked in the World Health Organization reference lab. That's the top coronavirus lab in the world, okay? And she's saying they intentionally manufactured and released the COVID-19 virus that led to mass shutdowns and deaths across the world. So she's a whistleblower is what she is now. Okay, that's what she's become. And Tucker Carlson asked her last night, and by the way, her name is Dr. Li Mingyan. He said, "Do you believe the Chinese Communist Party released the virus on purpose?" She said, quote, "Yes, of course, it's intentional." Said more evidence would be released, but pointed to her own high-ranking position at a World Health Organization reference lab as a reason to trust her allegation. "I worked in the WHO reference lab, University of Hong Kong. The thing is, I get deeply into such investigation in secret from the early beginning of this outbreak. I had my intelligence because I also got my own unit network in China involved in the hospital, and I work with the top coronavirus biologists in the world. So together with my experience, I can tell you this is created in the lab, and also it's spread to the world to make such damage." Okay. Do we believe that? Do we not believe it? I don't know. Do we want to investigate it? I hope so. I hope we're going to investigate it. Because, listen, just going to ask you to think a little bit about what Donald Trump has done as President of the United States related to China. Pre-coronavirus, okay, we had the best economy in the world under his leadership. Their economy was faltering. Okay, we, under his leadership for the first time ever, were standing up to their bad trade practices, to their intellectual property theft, everything else, right? So they've got it as bad as they've ever had it as it pertains to the United States of America. So they need to take us on, but they can't really do it in an overt way, so they got to do it in a covert way. This doesn't seem bizarre to me. This doesn't seem like super far-fetched to me. But I see a comment here from Doug Hamilton. Anybody remember Doug Hamilton? Doug Hamilton was a journalist in North Dakota and an anchor on KVLY for years and years and years. Probably even back to the KTHI days. Now I'm dating myself. So he comments on my Facebook page about this, and he says, that was on Tucker Carlson's show, which features opinion. Now, number one, what a dumb thing to say. Does Tucker Carlson give his opinion on a show? Of course he does. Do I? Of course I do.
Does that mean opinion shows. That's what happens.
Yeah, and if I interview somebody from, I don't know, we talked to Mark Watney earlier from North Dakota Farmers Union about some things they're working on to hold the Packers accountable. Everything he told me was factual. He's talking about a program they're doing. It doesn't make the fact that I give my opinions now mean that when he talks, it's an opinion. It's just a dumb argument. I just love how liberals play these games. I just love it. So he says, Tucker, he goes on to say, Tucker is a notorious source of fake news. Oh, really? Really? A notorious source of fake news. How is that? Where is that? Show me the list. And can you compare that to George Stephanopoulos and Upchuck Todd and even Chris Wallace and some of the other folks? I mean, what do you consider, you know, I mean, again, petty. If the story is true, this is my favorite line here, Doug says, if the story is true, every major news organization in the world would headline it. We'll wait and see. Okay. Really? Really? They'd headline it, huh? Because even the story of her saying, what she's saying, nobody's opinion, what she's saying is being suppressed by Facebook, is being taken down on Twitter. And of course it's not going to be put on any news organization. Doug, here's a little news flash for you. Any quote-unquote news organization is not about to put something out that is going to help Donald Trump and hurt Joe Biden. You know, they may think about it after the election, but forget about it. Forget about it. It's not going to happen at all. Aberdeen, South Dakota. Ryan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Hope you are enjoying Big Iron. It sounds like a lot of fun, and I hope to make it up there someday.
It is, yeah.
But I wanted to talk about coronavirus, and specifically the idea that it may have been intentionally released from a lab. I'm almost ashamed of myself to sound like I'm giving China the benefit of the doubt here, but from what I understand, it doesn't necessarily mean that it was intentionally released as a weapon. When America was doing research on poliovirus, there were two teams that came up with two different polio vaccines, and one of them was an oral vaccine. And the reason I bring this up is that oral vaccines had live weakened viruses in it that would sometimes go on to infect people with polio. So it's possible.
Look, mistakes happen, right? No doubt about that. Yep. And it could have happened here, and even if it was a mistake, it wasn't really, you know, what I've heard some people previously say in different investigations that they were very sloppy about it. But she is saying specifically the government intentionally manufactured and released it to ultimately harm us. That's what she's saying. Yeah, giving you her words.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Sally coming ashore this morning in southern Alabama and along the Florida Panhandle. The big rainmaker is moving very slowly and could dump as much as 20 to 30 inches of rain on some parts of that area. In Pensacola, Florida, they've already seen a lot of rain. Mike Wood is a police spokesman there.
We have officers that are doing rescues as we speak that were not able to travel to these homes where people homes are flooded. flooded, and they are going through the water on foot, reaching these people to try to get them out of their homes.
The wildfires rage in several western states. As for Oregon, fires have burned over 1 million acres now. 10 people have died in the state, and 2 towns near the California border have been destroyed. In southern Oregon, the wildfires have impacted over 40,000 people, destroying over 600 homes. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Big Iron, and guess what? That farm attached, beautiful design is in fact gone. Off it goes. It's on display right now on a Fendt planter here at the Butler Machinery Display, Big Iron Southeast Corner, and we got a lucky winner. So just wanted you to know. Lots of flags left, though. All you do is tell us, I stand for the flag, and we give you a flag cap. Can't go wrong there. Texter just said, unbelievable number of Trump signs in Fergus Falls and Otter Tail County area, and only 3 Biden signs. Just saying. Mega. There you go. I've heard that, too. Somebody also called during the break and said, hey, what's the scoop with the bus tour? I mentioned this yesterday, but I haven't today. So there was a 3-day bus tour that was planned to actually start yesterday and then go through tomorrow, and Michelle Bachman and Christy Noem and Mike Lindell and who else was on it? Corey Lewandowski and David Bossi and a lot of folks you see on cable TV and in the Trump universe all plan to be on that bus tour. It was going from Sioux Falls all the way like to Duluth with a lot of stops. Long story short, it didn't happen. It's not happening. And they had an incident, I don't know exactly what, with some volunteers. I just heard there was an accident with some volunteers. I don't know anything more than that, but they had to cancel the event. So the bus tour didn't happen. But Bemidji is on. New time, though, 6 p.m. Friday, Bemidji Airport. All right? And if you want the link to get yourself entrance to that event, just text me, 701-367-2054. Okay. We also have one other thing to tell you about. The wind is affecting my mouse. Todd, what is the deal there? Why would my mouse not work in the wind? I don't know what the deal is.
Well, it's that windy that your mouse is being affected?
Yeah.
Wow.
I needed my mouse to be able to finish the conversation with Ryan in Aberdeen.
I want to build you an indoor studio someplace.
Yeah, we were out of time. But Ryan, what else did you have to say there, sir? Are you there, Ryan? Ryan's gone. How about Chris and Dickinson? Go ahead, Chris. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Just 2 quick comments on that call out of the previous hour. Ukraine is actually doing a criminal investigation, and Joe Biden is named in that investigation, so I'm guessing that's why Giuliani hasn't released anything over here. He doesn't want to interfere with that. And if coronavirus was not man-made, why is there a patent on it? Because it's illegal to patent anything naturally occurring. I'll hang up and listen to your reply.
All right. Well, I'm going to let anybody else reply that wants to comment on that. But I appreciate the call nonetheless, Chris. Thanks. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I'm not too far from the warehouse, the new warehouse of hot spring spas and pool tables, too. And do you know they are taking orders right now for hot tubs? And the orders are so robust that they're literally having to take some kind of direct pipeline from California to get them to you where they're actually manufacturing them. It's pretty amazing. Right now, though, a great selection in stock of saunas. So as the weather turns and you're thinking, oh, hot tub, I got to do it, all the wellness benefits, you just feel 100% better. That's what I love more than anything. You know, the knees don't creak as much, and they don't hurt as much, and it's great. And same thing with the sauna. The benefits are pretty incredible. You know, actual medical studies showing, you know, the amount of reduction in your chance of getting all the bad stuff just from a sauna. And, I mean, you're in a sauna. It's not like it's torture. It's awesome. You're in a sauna. You're, you know, enjoying yourself. So it's great. Game tables and much more. Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas, pool tables too. Bismarck location. There's also a Grand Forks location and, of course, West Fargo, or Hot Spring Spas and PoolTables2.com. Tell them Scott sent you. Well, as you know, we are at Big Iron having a grand time. Kevin Jones is here. Kevin is the account manager with AGCO. Kevin, how are you?
I'm great.
Nice to see you. The talk so far of Big Iron is these Fendt tractors.
That's right.
And I know you had a few on last time. You have more this time, a bunch. Tell me why. Why is this getting the buzz it's getting?
Right. So this is the most Fendt tractors, Fendt equipment we've ever had here at Big Iron, and that's all about the Fendt expansion that we have going on in North America right now. That we're really, you know, expanding the brand by product. So we have the new Fendt Momentum planter here, the Fendt Ideal combines here, and almost every series of Fendt tractor we have is here as well, as we expand that brand and our distribution and get it to new areas in North America.
And the Fendt 700 Gen 6 series is brand new.
Brand new.
Right? So
yep.
Folks are seeing that here for the very first time. What's new on that tractor?
Yeah, so brand new. Just launched this tractor virtually a couple weeks ago. This is the first time it's in public. There's only a couple in North America, and we have one right here at the show, which is pretty exciting. Biggest thing on, so the Fendt 700 series is our 140 to 240 horsepower. It's our mid-size range tractor. But the biggest piece of this new tractor is the Fendt 1 operating center, which is our user interface in the cab. So we're talking your dashboard, your armrest, your terminals, all that brand new state-of-the-art. If you want to see the future of tractors and how you operate tractors, the Fendt 1 is it.
So, you know, if you got a farmer that's used to, you know, maybe a different color iron, they pop in the cockpit of this this Fendt, you know, 700 Gen 6 series, what's the first thing they're going to say? Wow, that, you know, I mean, look at that. I mean, obviously, you got that cockpit that's there. It sounds like more like a cockpit in a plane than it does even a tractor, but what do they do with it?
Right, so, I mean, when you get in there, your first look at it, you're like, this is the future. Boy, it sets you back a little bit. The thing about it, though, is it is an intuitive system. So where you think, you know, things should be, boy, that is spot on where they're at. The other big thing about the Fendt 1 operating center is customizable. So if you ever sat in your car and said, boy, I wish this knob was there, or I wish this button was actually there, it'd be a little bit, same with a tractor, right? This is, you know, this is something that we've delivered is, hey, you can change that knob, you can change that button to be what you want it to be, right? So it's customizable.
Wow.
And so, you know, if guy wants it this way, that's great. If his, you know, if the father wants this dial to do that, the son wants it to do something different, they can set it up and customize it to their liking.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. And this new technology, obviously, is being noticed by farmers in our region. Fendt, as you say, you know, on the newer side. What do they say? What do they like best about Fendt?
Yeah, so Fendt is new to especially this region. You know, a lot of people haven't seen it before. As we expand it, we're getting it out to more people, more demos on the farm. What they really notice about the Fendt is, after they operate it, it is the efficiency and the comfort of these things. After a day of being in the tractor, at the end they say, boy, that was the best riding, you know, got great performance out of it. I don't feel wore down at the end of the day. You know, the Fendt engineers really take the time to focus on operator comfort and ride, and it's very noticeable versus competition.
Wow, that's great. So, folks, get here. Get up in the cab, see one of these firsthand, and check out all that new technology. What else is new on the new generation tractor?
Yeah, so the other couple things on the Fendt 700, besides the Fendt 1, which is the big, you know, piece of the launch, is we've made it row crop capable. So that was something we didn't have in the previous generation. So when we look at like our 724, which is 240 horsepower, we'll have some people look at pulling some smaller planters, some sprayers in season. We couldn't row crop with it before. So now it's row crop capable. That opens it up to more of the market. Another nice feature that we've added is live third on our loader. So on our cargo profi loaders, now we can have with those grapples, we can lift, tilt, and squeeze that grapple all at the same time, and that's a factory option now.
And AGCO is obviously pushing the envelope on some of these new looks and gaining market share. What's next for AGCO?
Yeah, so a lot of new equipment will continue to come out from Fendt, all the way from clean sheet, new design product. The other thing is that Fendt 1 operator station that I just talked about, we will now roll that into all of our other tractors. So we'll see that operator station roll into the larger tractors and into the rest of the lineup.
Sounds great. Kevin Jones with AGCO. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. And come on out. See you. Chat with these guys and take a look. And when you're here, tell us you stand for the flag and you got a free hat, too. So great way to go. All right. 800-228-0550. If you got a question or comment, let's see here what we have for, Kevin. Ask him. There's a text question for him that I didn't get to and he didn't hear me. Would you grab him, Crystal? Kevin? I don't think... Somebody's asking, where is the Fendt tractor built, USA? I think it's Germany. I do. I think it's... Germany, but we're trying to get him over here while we can. Yeah, we'll get an answer for you. I don't know what it is, but Kevin's chatting with a customer, so had to go there. Let's see what else we have here. Texter says, as I drive across North Dakota today, I came to the realization we do not have to worry about Biden. I've seen 37 signs for sweet corn, 2 for Biden. So
I didn't know sweet corn was running. Okay.
So even sweet corn has a lead on Biden. Yeah. Same with the garage sale. That's a tough deal. Yeah.
So Biden's going to come in a distant fourth now. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly right. Yeah. Wood for sale. Might eke in ahead of him too. Chuck in Eastern Montana. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Chuck.
Well, I'll just take issue with one thing you said, and I don't mean this in a rude or snarky way at all, but one earlier you said the coronavirus isn't that big a deal in North Dakota because the death rate's down. But on the same token, you say we should punish China for it. So if it isn't that big a deal, why are we punishing them for it? And then if they unleash this on us to ruin us economically, why would they risk unleashing this on the whole world? It wasn't just us.
Well, I know, but how are you going to contain a virus to just the U.S.? I mean, you can't put a border up for viruses. But I would say, I didn't say it's not that big a deal. I didn't say anything of the sort. What I did say is, I think it's important that we say, okay, how many people on average die in a month in North Dakota? What's the number? And if I look at stats back to 2015, this year is providing, you know, the average amount of cases. So I think
because we're not driving as much either. We're not mobile as much, you know, accidents, etc. You know.
Yeah, although
I'm not trying to be a jerk. I don't think China would unleash it on the world, but I just have a hard time buying that one.
I do. Anything for dominance, you know, I do. Again, I'm not saying they did or they didn't. I'm saying someone that is with the WHO in China is saying they did. Why isn't that on 60 Minutes? Why isn't that in your local newspaper? It's a piece of information that you can decide whether it's true or not. Why is somebody deciding for you that it should be silenced? That's all I'm saying. I just don't know why this information is suppressed. I really don't. Kevin is back. Somebody wanted to know where Fendt is built.
So, different byproduct, but the Fendt tractors are built in Marktoberdorf, Germany, in the Bavaria region.
All right. There you go. Now we know. I said Germany, but I didn't have the name of the region. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. Got that answer, too. There's a few more here we'll get to, and others welcome. 701. 858-0550.
With the COVID pandemic and talk about vaccine mandates, it's time to ask big questions about your safety and health care rights. Attend the Rock Your Health Summit at the Bismarck Event Center September 19th from 9 until 6 with Dr. Patrick Flynn, Mary Holland, and DJ and Dell Bigtree. These renowned speakers will discuss customer choice, health freedom, competition, and the truth about vaccines. Get your tickets at eventbrite.com. Rock Your Health Summit at the Bismarck Event Center September 19th.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Say you're not one to dwell on the past 3 years. You're busy thinking about the next three. And that's easy to do when all three are covered with Fence Gold Star Customer Care from Butler Machinery. Scheduled maintenance is taken care of. And uptime? Well, plan for more of it. Thanks to rapid parts delivery and a loaner program like no other. You got an operation to run, so we built machines and a coverage plan to save you your most valuable commodity, time. Visit ButlerMachinery.com to learn more.
PetroServe USA has some great specials all month long. Come on in. Get three t-shirts for $9.99. What a deal. Nestle 28 packs of water, $3.99. Kenny's 2-pound bag of gummies, $4.99. The Ice Mountain Water 1-liter jug, two for a buck or 69 cents each. How about Red Bull? 16-ounce cans, three of them for $7.50. And stock up on Pizza Corner Pizza, two for $12, too, at PetroServe USA. Great home cooking? Grab and go convenience. PetroServe USA.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On your mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC, lifetime warranty, hundreds of pre-owned trucks and SUVs, and the story about a friend of mine, fairly new in town, needed something different, so she started, you know, hitting the streets, and so many other places had COVID issues, they said, so they didn't really have a lot. She needed an all-wheel drive, good gas mileage, low miles, great price. Even driving a Mini Cooper. Is that a North Dakota thing? No. How about a nice little Buick? And now she's all set for winter. Oh, I hate saying that word. But get yours. You can shop, click, drive, and stay at whatever temperature you want at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, I appreciate that. 10 before the top of the hour. Calls loaded up here on the program. We're going to talk with Joe Heilman from Intelligent Ag and wrap up our broadcast for Wednesday. And then I'm sad to say we only have one day left. Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe it. I hope you come see us tomorrow at Big Iron. Friday, Bemidji, Minnesota. Guy by the name of Donald Trump will be in town, so we're going to be there to broadcast live. Very much looking forward to that. Should be a grand time. Glenn in Fargo, what's on your mind? You're next.
Well, the caller was wondering, he couldn't figure out why China would release the virus on the whole world. They want world dominance, and probably the biggest problem they had, Trump was bringing them to their knees with our economy and also putting the tariffs and everything on their economy. Since the coronavirus hit, China is one of the few economies in the whole world that's making money and has had an increase in their gross national product. And that was their goal. They want world dominance. They want to be in control of not only the U.S., and they brought Israel to their knees. They had a high economy. They brought Europe to its knees. And now China can go in and have a position of power that they were not possessing prior to this virus.
Yeah, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. I got a text that says something similar. So I want to comment from the caller from Eastern Montana. If China were to release that virus into the U.S. only, it would have been easier to identify as a planned attack. Personally, I'll wait for more proof from that virologist from China who was on Tucker last night, but so far she sounds very believable. She does, and I want to know more. Another texter says, right on, because China does not care. That's very true. Joe Heilman is here from Intelligent Ag. Come on out to Big Iron, and you can see Joe and the crew at Intelligent Ag. How are you, Joe?
Pretty great. How are you guys?
I'm great, but I want to talk a little bit about growers getting more out of their equipment. You can do that, but how?
Yeah, so what we talk about is, you know, investment in equipment is one of the biggest expenses a grower operation will have. And so we a lot of times often think we have to get a new piece of equipment or trade up to actually get the new technology that comes on them. Well, we provide technologies that you can upgrade your current equipment, so maybe you can get a few more years of life out of it. We've been doing that now in Air Seeders for about 10 years and found a lot of value that we've been adding to growers' operations with their Air Seeders.
And given the challenges of where we're at now with price and the coronavirus,
that's right,
and everything else, good time to be thinking about that. So the Air Seeders, as you mentioned, that's been going on for about almost 10 years. What about the other cool products you have for Air Seeders?
Yeah, it all started with our Recon wireless blockage monitor, and that's where we're actually, it's more than really just a blockage monitor. We're actually talking about kind of monitoring the flow through the entire machine. So if there's an imbalance, we'll tell you that one of the towers or manifolds might be getting more flow than the other, and then you can actually make some decisions on if you have some other problems going on. And so we've helped farmers identify a lot of different issues rather than just blockages, but it's also a blockage monitor too, so pretty cool.
One of our listeners heard you yesterday on the air and came up and said, you know, we used to have all these problems with mouse nests and chunks of fertilizer causing blockage, and that, voila, you saved them. Tell us how.
It seems like every winter some mice will find a home in an Air Seeder and then cause problems in the spring when you're trying to pull it out and use it. But we've also had issues like where you'll have a coating on your soybeans or something like that if they're using an Air Seeder to plant soybeans. Some of those coatings and inoculants you put on their seed treatments will get a little bit gummy, and they'll build up on your meter roller. And over time, our mass flow number starts to drop because now your calibration is off and you're actually not planting as many seeds as you intend to. So our system will point out some of those issues.
I love it. Mouse nests be gone.
Mouse nests be gone.
Right? Yeah, we'll give a new name on that. Let's talk about section control and growers that upgrade their carts. What is this Engage Zone Control product you have?
Yeah, so this is a newer product we've had the last few years. Engage Zone Control, if you are a John Deere 1910 air cart owner, this is applying specifically for you. So there's a lot of these yellow tanks out there that we can put a device underneath that now enhances your machine's operation and gives you section control. So rather than a 60-foot wide toolbar, now you have 8 sections on that toolbar. And so when you're going into different areas of the field where you've already been, it'll start shutting sections off so you're not over-applying that seed and fertilizer. So our customers are averaging around 7 to 8% savings with that product. Some much more, some in the 15 to 20% range. Just depends on what type of land you have, if you have a lot of potholes and obstacles and things like that.
If you're out here at Big Iron, rest of today or tomorrow, Building A, the Heart of Ag Building, is where the folks from Intelligent Ag are, so look for Joe there, or online at intelligentag.com. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Good to see you. We'll be back tomorrow at Big Iron. Look forward to it. And a little breaking news here out of the Senate Homeland Security Committee. They've authorized subpoenas for testimony from Obama officials as part of the Russia probe. Lo and behold! Yeah, how many years have we waited for that now, for crying out loud? So, anyway, that's a little bit of news. We're going to go venture out, take in Big Iron, and see you tomorrow. God bless. Bye-bye.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The Hot Spring Spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables, because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.